Forms are much more than you think. Let's talk about it.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Welcome, ATA Nation. This is episode number 49 of the ATA Nation podcast. My name is Senior Master Zach Hayden, and I am your host for this show. Thank you for tuning in. Hey, do me a favor, share it online. You might see every week that the episode comes out on Facebook, on the ATA's Facebook page. So just head over there and share it with your fans, your friends online, and we can reach more of ATA Nation. Today, we've got an interview all about self-defense and utilizing Songam Taekwondo in self-defense. Really interesting topic, something I think is just super, super cool, and I would love to dive into a little bit more. Let's get started.
Special guest interview.
ATA Nation, we have with us Senior Master Dewar. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing awesome. How are you, sir?
It is a beautiful day. I am happy to be here talking to you and ATA Nation. Sir, I wanted to do a little conversation about self-defense, but before we get there, can you tell us how you got involved in martial arts?
I got involved, actually. It's kind of weird. I was in college at culinary school and found my instructor. And I went that route instead. So I started getting more involved with that, with martial arts and Taekwondo, and got away from the culinary part of it. And so, yeah, and the rest is history.
So did you, you were in Hell's Kitchen and you had Gordon Ramsay screaming at you and you decided martial arts would be better?
Yeah, I felt that screaming. That screaming was way better than the other part. So,
well, that's fascinating. Now, did you start then right out with ATA? Was that your original instructor? Was an ATA instructor?
I did. Yeah, I've been doing it for 30 years now. So, homegrown. So, yeah, yes, sir.
Very cool. Well, I wanted to get you on. I know, one, I had some people suggest when I talked about self-defense, you. And then I remember, and I don't even remember where we were, some training event, and you were talking about the applying the Songam forms and doing self-defense right through there. I know, Songam forms are kind of the base of what we do. I remember you talking about how that can apply to self-defense. Tell us a little bit about what you think of self-defense and how we might, look at our Taekwondo training and self-defense.
Yeah. I've trained with other people too, and I'm always going to be ATA, and I always look at their style because we're all doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. And I look at what they were doing. I'm like, well, wait a minute. That's right in our Songam forms. And then I'm really big into joint manipulation and all that. And so I started seeing the practical application stuff in all of our forms, and I started teaching it. And I have all the stuff from white to red, and then the advanced black belt stuff, which I have midtermed with, and my students are midterming with it right now at nationals and worlds and all that. But there's no one superior style, but and I love every style. I really do. I've done Kaji Kembo. I've done Hapkido. I've done Wing Chun. I've done Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I've done Krav Maga. And I get those are other streams of revenue for a lot of people. And I understand that. But what I want people to see is we do have it in our style in Songam. I mean, all of its practical application. And I'm so excited about November because they're hosting that camp. Mm. And right there, they were talking about doing the one steps again and the reviewing the sparring statements, which I'm still doing in my school. But then also it says on there doing the practical application with self-defense. And I'm like, yes, I'm like so excited. But no, I mean, it's just we have it in our system. We don't need to go looking very far. I just don't think a lot of people have ever known that or got taught it or, you know.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think a lot of it is you almost have to put on a different set of lenses when you're going through a form to think about it in a self-defense application, especially – and for a lot of people, that is – you know, that is a very foreign thing when you're doing, let's say, song on one. You know, I'm used to doing song on one, high block, punch, front kick, low block. You know, it's very stiff. It's very static. It's a great, you know, obviously we love this form. But to change my mindset a little bit about how that would apply, give us maybe let's look at song on one and give us a little insight as to how you might look at this or how a practical application might work with something like that.
Well, yeah, I have a great story that one of my students, he's becoming a paramedic, and they had this guy out of control on a call, and these other firemen didn't know what to do, and they're trying to get him calmed down. Well, this guy turned around and took a big swing downward, which is like, you know, the perfect scenario when we want half the time. And so, and all of a sudden he did a high block and then he did the joint lock right off the high block. I mean, he did, he couldn't wait to call me up. He was like, sir, guess what I did? He goes, I did the high block and then I did the pump handle and I took him down and I controlled him. And then all the other firemen were like, what do you know? And they were all shocked. But it was right there out of song on one. I mean, our basic high block, the first block, pretty much what a lot of people just teach in our system. And so, and self-defense is not ever easy. And I mean, and I know it's not. And people aren't going to just stand there and let you grab them or lock them up or kick or punch them. And so, but no, but that story, it sticks with me to this day because I was so proud of him because he used a technique that basically your first block you learn in Taekwondo,
yes,
you know?
Sir. Yeah, for sure. And it's such a, I mean, I think of, you know, how static sometimes it's taught and whatnot. And then, you know, a lot of people have been doing private lessons recently with Grandmaster MK and his talking about inside out and making sure that we're striking when we're blocking, how to generate power and stuff. And that just, all of it just takes these techniques that we think of as just traditional forms and turns it into practical application.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. I mean, I love working with Grandmaster MK. He, and when he does that stuff, I mean, but in every single rank, every single belt we have that application in there. And when I do go around, cause I love teaching the joint manipulation, and showing the self-defense aspect of it. And just even the night defense I teach also that it's right out of Song Am. I mean, even Grandmaster Crusoe, when I learned night defense from him and then I took it from my other friends, I combined everything and I made it still ATA stuff that he was teaching. I mean, my guy in Vegas is going to do it here soon, or even I know some people are going to be like, why is Dewar doing single Bong Mungi? But I'm going to do Bong Mungi at Vegas next week with this nine self-defenses after I get done with the form to show the practical application of the stick from the form. I mean, because I mean, I know back in the day we would have what, day and a half to learn this stuff. Mm. But there's so much more, even with the weapons, to do self-defense with the weapons even, and do the practical application with the weapons. I just feel we need to teach it more, you know, and I'm excited. I mean, like I said, that's why I'm excited about that leadership camp in November. So,
yeah, I saw, I might have to check in the headquarters to see who was the first one to register. Cause I was pretty quick on the draw. but I saw that description. I was like, one steps. I'm like, I personally haven't taught one steps in my school, for quite a few years now. I can go in a whole spiel about my reasoning and why I like one steps as well, in a different application. That to the side, it was really interesting to see that was on there. Just because it's not something that's been talked about a lot, and kind of has been put to the wayside. And has these applications that we can be using, just like you said, these song on forms. If somebody is looking to If somebody is looking to do their form, maybe they're an orange belt, a purple belt, whatever. They're going to do their form and they're practicing it. They're getting it better. They want to be testing with it, but they want to start to look at it with a different set of lenses on. Do you have any suggestions on just the thought process they might start to think about? Do they go and think about what an attack might look like and how we would do this move, or is there some broad strokes people can think about?
Yeah, sir. I mean, because I've had people go before, I wish there was more, two against one, three against one that we, they want that application to it. I'm like, well, you have it right there in the form. You're not just fighting the one stupid person the whole time.
Forever. He won't die. It's a movie.
Yeah, well, exactly. And I sit there, well, guys, think about your forms. You are doing 2-on-1. You are doing 3-on-1. There's attackers, multiple attackers coming at you. And that's why I'm trying to help. I mean, I just want people to see the practical application of these forms and just really think them through a lot more, because our forms are our base. The forms are great. I mean, my instructor, Chief Master Sister, I was down there training with him. He goes, forms build up our skills and, like sparring tears them down. And I looked at him, I'm like, whoa. And then I had my Jeet Kune Do instructor and he goes, close your eyes. Let me kick or punch you. Tell me what art it's from. I'm like, whoa. And I was like, I sat there. I'm like, okay. But no, I mean, I think people need to just really just dissect these forms even more and see what they're doing and why they're doing it, and just not rush through them. I mean, they are really great at self-defense, and I always get bugged when they're like, well, Taekwondo doesn't work. Actually, yes, it does. And it depends on the practitioner. I mean, it really does. And every style works. I do. I respect every style, and I have no problems with anybody. I mean, I've been against ground fighters. I've been against kung fu people. I've been against karate. I've won in open tournaments with my forms. And I've won with orange belt. I've won with purple belt. And because I told them, I'm like, you don't want to see my 5th-degree form back then. I'm like, it's 95 moves. You're going to be bored. But I've had 3 karate guys when I did orange belt. They were like, holy moly, do that again. That was really good, like, flow. And they were even, like, blown away. So that's just the beauty of our form and the self-defense in it. So
yes, sir. Well, and I think even what you said there about the multiple attackers, I think, how many times has someone gone through their form and visualized a person attacking them doing it? That's just a very simple step that you can take, where it's always just this, hey, what's the next move? What's the next move? What's the next move? This is the pattern versus, hey, maybe practicing my form – thinking, okay, somebody's running at me. I'm doing this block. How did this work? I find that a lot of times it does such a great job of helping people improve their technique. And it looks like less like a, it looks like a dance sometimes. There's no power. There's no, striking. And when you start to visualize the attack, you start to go, oh, I need to hit somebody.
Oh yeah. No, I mean, and that's why I'm going on 20 years of owning my school, and I have always done one steps. I've always done sparring tournaments. My people have always done that for their testings. And Grandmaster MK changed my mind one time. He goes, well, Rush, you have them doing it with each other, which is great with the timing and everything else and the distancing. But then he goes, why are you not having them hit a bag? And then all of a sudden, when they start hitting the bag, they started getting that. They started understanding, okay, back this reverse punch. Okay, kicking a bag, it's going to sting a little bit, but so is hitting a real person. So,
yes, sir.
So yeah.
This is purely not for you, the ATA Nation audience, but just for me as the curious guy. Sparring segments. When you're teaching sparring segments, what's your spiel? Why am I doing this sparring segment? Why should I care about this sparring segment? What's it getting me ready for?
Well, I tell a lot of my people with the combos and moving, being able to move different directions and very fast. And I mean, and just the flow of things. I mean, I know blue belt's a little.
What? That's been backfist? What?
Well, exactly. People get excited because they're like, well, wait a minute, sir. We don't get to do that in ATA. I'm like, yes, I know, because there'd be a lot more medics to ring, whatever.
And lawyers.
Yeah, and lawyers. And, but no, I mean, but I'm like, yes. I'm like, but in self-defense, you could throw that in self-defense, but you got to be careful with that bad boy, because for A, you better turn your head and pick up your target, or you're going to get knocked out. Or there's a lot of good combos in those sparring segments. Yes, there are a lot of good combos. I mean, I still enjoy teaching them to this day. And I love watching my people block them. I mean, and just flowing right off the block and flowing off the counters. So, yeah.
I can totally see that. It does get that understand of the flow and the kind of how combos fit together, for sure. Very cool. Well, I personally now want to make sure that if I'm not judging at a table at Nationals, I want to be checking out your midterm, because that sounds – you said you're doing stick and followed up by this knife defense with it.
Well, I'm doing the stick with the stick knife self-defenses. And then one of my fourth degree is actually doing knife defense, for his midterm, wherever they're going to put him.
Maybe I'll be at that.
So yeah, no, no. And I mean, I've been very proud of my people. I've had several people pass with the knife defense. I've had several people pass with the joint locking. I've done gun defense, and yeah, I mean, the gun defense we've had, with Grandmaster Crusoe, but also people have done it in Krav, and and Krav's gun defense is really good. So yeah, I'm excited to do it. I'm excited to show it. So
So anybody out there in ATA Nation who is heading to Vegas next week, you might want to pop into that testing and check out those guys doing that, because I totally want to see that. Hopefully I get put at a table that I can watch. There's no chance that I'll be put at a table to watch you. That table has got far too many higher ranks on it than me. But your fourth degree, maybe I'll get lucky and be able to watch him.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, sir, I just love the idea of thinking more about self-defense in the traditional forms. I think that's something that we can all work on. I had a conversation a couple of weeks ago with Chief Master Skiles about self-defense stuff, and I love self-defense, but I love forms, and I just think, like you said, Songom's got – it's got it all, you know, I mean, and we can adapt and modify and just see how that works together. It sounds like you're doing an awesome job at that. So if people want to reach out and get more information, I'm sure that they can find you. You go around and do seminars and trainings with all that kind of stuff. So that's awesome.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm always available. I mean, and I just love watching people. I went to a school one time and, I've never been stopped in the middle of my seminar with an instructor going, he asked all of his students and his parents, who wants a self-defense class? And everybody raised their hand. And I was like, wait a minute, what? I was like, I get it. And we are tournament based, and I love tournaments, because I mean, I really do. I love sending my people to tournaments. I love going to tournaments, but I mean, I want people to think outside that box too. Mm-hmm. I'm like, there is self-defense in our system. And
yes, sir.
And it's a great, and I love our system, because I, like I said, I've been around a lot of other organizations where I'm just like, okay.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's, but no, I mean,
Songam's got it all, and we just need to make sure that we see it and do a good job of focusing on all the different aspects, not just one or another, for sure.
Correct. Yes, sir. Awesome. Yes, sir.
Well, sir, I appreciate your time today. I think this was awesome for ATA Nation, and good luck out at Vegas, both at any kind of slots or whatever, but at your midterm at your midterm as well. Thank you for your time today.
No, thank you, sir. It was a pleasure, and I just hope to see everybody in Vegas and get back to normal.
Yes, sir.
Here's what's going on in ATA Nation.
Well, ATA Nation, that was a great interview. Super cool stuff. I, you know what? I'm going to see if I can get Senior Master Doer out to my area to do a seminar. I think that'd be cool. Super cool. Anyways, let's go up to some upcoming events. As we talked about in the interview, Nationals. Spring Nationals is next week. We're going to be heading out to Vegas. I'm excited to see you all there. I am excited to take the single and double Bangmangi color belt weapons seminar. Going to be there at the testing. It's going to be a great time to get everybody together again. Super excited about that. And then we've got World Championships coming up as well in, you know, in July. That'll be here before you know it. Make sure you head over to atamartialarts.com and check out the schedule events. You can start registering for things. You can get your hotel, all that kind of stuff. I started looking at flights today. I need to make sure that I get everything booked. It's going to be a blast. One other thing I wanted to bring up with you guys today. You know, it was been a few episodes back. We talked with Senior Master Hill about the new Songom program going through kind of getting certificates, college credit courses and such with that program. I got some information from Senior Master Hill that, you know, that program is proceeding fantastically. You know, an Associates of Applied Science degree in Songom Taekwondo. Super cool. They've got even more information than they had before when we had Senior Master Hill on the show. We might go through this another time just with the, you know, the level one certificate, the level one advanced certificate, the next steps after that. But here's what I'm going to tell you. There's a way to get more information. There's a form that you'll need to fill out. So if you are interested in maybe continuing as a martial arts instructor and getting a degree that, you know, you can get, financial aid for, you can use these credits and such to continue your education. Lots of advantages to this. Make sure you go back and listen to that past episode. But I set up a short link for you, atama.ninja, atama.ninja/college. Okay, atama.ninja/college. And that'll send you to that link that they have about the program to get more information. Super cool. I just think what an amazing opportunity for our high school and college students and anyone who wants to go back to school and get some additional training. I think it's just going to set us up for even better martial arts instructors and school owners in the future. So check that out. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I will see you in Las Vegas, which means that next week we will probably not have an episode. We might have one come out. I've got something in the works, but we'll see if that gets done before I head off on a plane to see everybody at Nationals. Until next week, make sure you're out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
Oh man, I can't believe Vegas is next week. I can't believe Nationals is next week. Ah! I thought it was like another month from now. I'm not ready. I got to get the stuff packed. Got to get the school stuff ready. Oh my. But super excited to learn the Bangmangi forms. That's going to be a lot of fun. I've taken all of the color belt ones so far. I'm pretty bummed that I'm not going to take the ATA Max curriculum, but I'll be signing up for that probably at World Championships then. Okay, guys, we'll see you in Vegas.